It's now time for some of the most delightful 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team Show. I kicked off the year with a perfect 5-0 record. How'd I do last week? Is for the first time I got to pick both college and NFL games. Did I make it back-to-back weeks of pure perfection? Well, let's go to the tape. Give me the Rams over the Bills 34-24.
Bills driving for the lead, and Allen throws. Touchdown inside, Isaiah McKenzie.
Better luck next time, loser.
Give me MSU over Akron 42-13.
To the end zone, caught! Trey Mosley! Touchdown, Michigan State!
Give me Michigan over Hawaii 59-3.
Little flip reverse to Roman Wilson. He's got a block, he's got a ton of room, he's got a lane. Roman Wilson to the end zone, touchdown!
It is amazing to watch a true artist at work.
Give me the Eagles over the Lions 31-27.
Gainwell on the 10th play of the drive. He punches it home for a Philadelphia touchdown.
Forget about sports as a profession. Sports make you grunt and smell. See, be a thinker, not a stinker.
Thanks, Apollo. The Buffalo Bills snapped my quest for 2 straight weeks of magnificence. Still, I can walk away pleased with a 3-1 record, which gives me an overall record of 8-1. Look, I do apologize for thinking Michigan would cover that 51-point spread against Hawaii. Jimmy Harbaugh was kind to allow the Rainbow Warriors to lead the Big House with a touchdown. But not only did I tell you the Lions would lose their first game, I told you they'd lose within a touchdown. That Lions offense has the potential to put up some big numbers, but it needs quarterback Jared Goff to play a complete game. Let's get back to perfection. Here are this week's picks. The 11th-ranked Michigan State Spartans have a tricky road test coming up Saturday night at the Washington Huskies with kickoff at 7 p.m. MSU has to travel cross-country, which isn't easy, of course, and they have to deal with an undefeated Huskies team with an offense led by former Indiana Hoosiers quarterback Michael Penix. Now, oddsmakers have the Spartans as 3.5-point underdogs, even though the Huskies are unranked. Hey, underestimate Mel Tucker all you want, but things could get even more difficult for Sparty if wide receiver Jaden Reed cannot play due to an injured back. Regardless, I'm going against the oddsmakers and going heavy with the Big Ten in this one. Give me MSU over Washington 31-28. The 4th-ranked Michigan Wolverines conclude their non-conference schedule when they host the UConn Huskies in Ann Arbor this Saturday. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. with kickoff at noon on 790 News Radio WSGW. We now know that J.J. McCarthy will lead the Wolverines offense, and he should. He's got the arm, the running ability, and even more importantly, the moxie. That doesn't mean fans should forget about Cade McNamara's importance to bringing this program back. And with JJ's running style, it's quite possible we'll see McNamara again this year. Oh, as for the game, Michigan rolls heading into the Big Ten schedule next week. Give me Michigan over UConn 55-13. And finally, they're almost there. Detroit Lions host the Washington Commanders this Sunday at Ford Field with kickoff at 1 p.m. The Lions showed last week they won't give up, and that's a testament to head coach Dan Campbell. Now, this week's game is one they have to win, not for preseason hopes or anything like that, but they need a victory to change around the culture of the organization and its fan base. I know the Commanders won last week and Carson Wentz will light up the Lions' D at times, but this Lions offense knows it has more talent as long as it makes running back DeAndre Swift the focal point of the team. And unlike the first game, defensive end Aiden Hutchinson will make his mark in this one. Am I going with the Lions? Oh no, give me the Lions over the Commanders 30-26.
What?
So I've got MSU over the Huskies, Michigan over the Huskies, and the Lions over the Commanders. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.